Hi, this is Dennis Waitley. Welcome to From Child to Champion. This cassette series is designed to help build positive winning attitudes within each member of your family. You'll find winning attitude builders for parents, teens, preteens, grade schoolers, and even toddlers. Enjoy listening to these tapes daily and take pride in the winners that you are and the winners you will be. You know, the reason we believe this program is so important is that we learn in life by observation, imitation, and repetition. Everything we are is a result of who we listen to, who we watch, what we read, and what we observe in our lives. I've been going into grammar schools, junior highs, and high schools throughout the United States, and I'm amazed at the way that young children and teens can replay instantly without thinking the commercials that they see on television and that they listen to on the radio. You know, they don't even think of them. They just come back automatically. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our children could automatically recall inspirational thoughts, positive spots in life, their own commercials, but instead of commercials to sell you a product, how about ideas and goals to help us improve the quality of our lives? How about uplifting behavior? Well, that's exactly what From Child to Champion is designed to do, to give you easy to listen to, easy to remember, easy to recall, little vignettes, things that are fun. We call them edutainment, entertaining education. In addition to the six cassettes that you'll all enjoy sharing, we've included some sheets of thoughts to get stuck on. You know, everyone's into stickers. I mean, I have stickers on my mirror, I've got them on my refrigerator, I've got them on my briefcase, I don't know who put them on. But kids love to have these positive, bright stickers. And I think you'll like these thoughts to get stuck on. Because as long as you're going to stick something on a refrigerator, on a mirror, or on a notebook or a lunch pail, how about positive thoughts like happy talk, winning mom, winning dad, go for your goals? These stickers are for you to share and for you parents to share with your children. Stick them on their dinner plate when they've done something good. Put a positive sticker on the refrigerator or as a good morning on the mirror. These are to be traded and shared for every member of the family, and they're to use, not just to look at. So I'd like to welcome you all to From Child to Champion and some thoughts to get stuck on. In building a winning family, there are 10 qualities which, if cultivated and nurtured in each family member, will help you all grow from child to champion. These qualities are the 10 family treasures. Treasure 1, be a loving family.
Love is the most important foundation in the winning family. The single most important quality is the capacity to love and be lovable in the process. Love must be felt inside before it can be given. You must own love in order to share it. Love literally means look for the good. You love your wife, you look for the good in her. You love your husband, you look for the good in him. And you love your children by looking for the good in them. The L in love stands for listen. If you love or value someone, the best way to show it is to listen to them often with no preconceived position. The O in love means to overlook the faults and the shortcomings in each family member. The V in love is for voice. As parents and spouses, we need to voice our love for each person every day and every night, before they go to sleep and during the day. The E in love stands for effort. Effort to enjoy our loved ones. It takes effort to make love bright, not work, just effort. Spending time, listening, answering questions, overlooking. Love, that's what the family and the world needs most.
Treasure 2, be an adaptable family.
One of the key attitudes in a winning individual and a winning family is adaptability to change. Set the example for your children by remaining open and flexible to a variety of activities in life. Adaptability is understanding from human history that problems are normal, and that the word crisis was invented by the Chinese thousands of years ago. Crisis means Opportunity Riding on the Dangerous Wind. So read your children biographies of leaders who came out of the ghetto into greatness and who came from behind to win. Remind them that Abraham Lincoln failed 8 times for public office and then became president, and that Alexander Graham Bell did not suddenly develop the genius to invent the telephone. He adapted to a family crisis because his sister was hard of hearing, so he tried to help her and came up with the telephone. Be an adaptable family. Turn off the TV. Go to a museum. Give a toy to an orphan for Christmas. Teach your children that society and the media always sell bad news for shock effect. Remind them that this is the best time to be alive, and since this is their time, to make the most of it.
Treasure 3. Be a responsible family.
Our 2 primary jobs as parents are 1, to nurture and love our children so they can respect themselves and others, and 2, to teach them how to manage their own lives independently and wisely so they can truly be free when they leave. Winners are responsible. Losers are irresponsible. Winners make life happen for them. Losers let life happen to them. Responsibility is the key to self-management, and it begins very early. Teach your children to pick up their toys, their clothes, and their projects as toddlers. Teach them to hang up the towels and the toothbrushes and to pick up their rooms. Pay them an allowance for doing something on a regular basis to help the household. Don't pay them to do something for themselves. Whining should never get goodies or attention, but a job well done gets paid for. Teach your children to be on time, to keep promises, to open a savings account, to take the credit and the blame for their own actions. Teach them that life is a do-it-to-yourself project and that their vote counts, that they'll have to work hard and wait. Teach them you have to climb the mountain to see and enjoy the view, and that their real rewards in life will be in direct proportion to their efforts.
Treasure 4. Be an optimistic family.
One of the greatest winning attitudes that is the foundation of the family is optimism or enthusiasm. You'll not always get what you want in life, but generally speaking, you will always get what you expect in the long run. That's because fortune is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and the body demonstrates what the mind harbors. In the 1970s, we found that our brains contain endorphins, substances that seem to be natural pain relievers, several times more powerful than morphine. In the 1980s, we're discovering how negative emotions can break down our body's internal defenses, and how the positive emotions of love and hope and laughter and faith can actually strengthen our body's internal defenses and help us toward good health. There are 2 ways to get high in life. Losers who are pessimistic about the world and their role in it, well, they need drugs to get high with devastating physical and mental side effects. But winners get high on their own attitudes. Our own optimism, our faith in human potential, and our faith in our children will give us the natural high that science has discovered inside of us. So get high on yourself. The only side effect is happiness.
Treasure 5. Be a creative family.
Creativity begins early in childhood. It starts with mobiles and colored objects over a crib, then simple tinker toys and educational games and fantasies. Parents help develop creativity by reading and storytelling to babies and toddlers, by playing cassette tapes, by encouraging reading, by limiting TV, by encouraging music appreciation, by observing nature together with tidal pools and observatories. Of all the human blessings, the creative imagination is the greatest. Animals live by built-in instincts and are destined to survive or perish by their genetic traits. But of all the living creatures, only the human combines genetic heritage with the use of his or her imagination to create a new place or way to grow. Every marvelous invention in the world began as a simple idea, a notion, a fantasy in someone's imagination. Be patient with children's questions. Show interest in their drawings, their coloring, their papier-mâché, their playhouses, their schoolwork,
in their poetry. Develop creativity in your family by listening and showing interest in each one's unique dreams. Never limit your children's dreams with your own limited experience. Open their possibilities to their own unlimited creativity. Turn off the TV and turn on their imagination.
Now turn the tape over for side two of 10 Family Treasures.